35,000 walrus are currently crowding a barrier island just north of Point Lay. It's a phenomenon that's become more and more common as sea ice retreats from the Chukchi Sea, KNOM's Emily Russell reports.
The haulouts were first observed in 2007, coinciding with a record sea ice melt in the Arctic as sea ice extent plummeted to 39% below average. Female walruses and their young generally spend their summers on the sea ice, foraging in shallower areas for food. But as summer sea ice retreats, the walruses are forced to spend summers on shore. The large-scale haulout is concerning to both scientists and those who rely on them for food, as any disturbance can lead to deadly stampedes. Last year, an estimated 60 young walruses were killed due to the concentrated haulouts. Wildlife biologist Jonathan Snyder with Fish and Wildlife Service commended the nearby village for providing a safe place for the animals to haul out.
I think the fact that walrus continue to haul out near the community of Point Lay year after year is testament of the fact of the great stewardship role that that community has taken. I would imagine if that were not a safe place, the walrus would not keep returning.
Point Lay is doing its best to keep the walruses safe, but the village is frustrated by the media that won't keep their distance. In conjunction with Fish and Wildlife Service, USGS, and NOAA, the village of Point Lay issued a statement urging the media to keep their distance.
This community does not have the capacity to house anybody visiting. This is a small community. Our population is only about 246 people, and it's a subsistence community.
Leo Ferreira III, Tribal Council President of the Native Village of Point Lay, says the media isn't listening. At least one person has disobeyed the village's multiple requests to keep their distance. Gary Brosh, an environmental photographer, flew over the haulout on August 23rd. While he says he obeyed flight guidelines, a spokesperson for the Fish and Wildlife Service, speaking to the Guardian newspaper, says his photos show walruses that appear to be agitated, fleeing the area. Ferreira vented his frustration at the media.
It's a very disturbing one. You guys disrespect our way of living, disrespect our community and our wishes. Or the fact that you guys want a story and want to think you guys could come here and then go rent a boat, rent somebody's boat and go across and disturb the walruses on your guys' own. That's not permitted. Not even our own people are permitted to go over there and disturb the walruses with a mass haulout like this.
The community is working with the Federal Aviation Administration to issue notices and guidelines to pilots in the region. Ferreira says resident hunters have also been reduced or redirected away from the haulout. With freeze-up not expected until mid-October, the walruses are hunkered down on shore, and the community and scientists hope that disturbances can be kept to a minimum. Reporting from Nome, I'm Emily Russell.